Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's time for headlines powered by Bowser. Get to Bowser Chevy and experience it for yourself. This is a big one. Albert Breer says the Steelers are set to sign Dwayne Haskins, the first-round pick bust, 1.5 years in Washington and cut to a futures contract today. We'll have a lot of coverage of this story and a lot of analysis starting right now on Pony and Muller, 93.7 The Fan.
Back with more Pony and Muller. Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, Craig.
Yep.
You gonna be okay?
All depends on how things shake out today.
I think you're teetering.
Big time teetering.
I think you're on the brink of a nervous breakdown.
I don't want to overstate things, but I agree.
I think you're on the precipice of a Steelers nervous breakdown.
That is wildly accurate. That is a great way to put it.
Chris Muller has the day off. Boy, I did not think we were going to be getting together today to talk about the Steelers bringing in a quarterback. But here we are. And I'm actually excited about it. I don't think in the NFL there are a lot of another man's trash is another man's treasure stories. I don't think there are many of those that work out. And I'm not going to sit here and predict like an idiot today that Dwayne Haskins is going to be one of those redemptive stories with the Steelers. One of the first things I can tell you about this deal, and I have not seen anyone else say it, so you might be hearing about this for the first time. Haskins and Mike Tomlin have the same agent. Haskins hired a company called Goal Line Football. That company, Goal Line Football, works with Mike Tomlin. So I don't like that right off the bat. Do you, Craig?
No, that never sits well.
Mike Tomlin's agent and Dwayne Haskins' agent, same people. So I'm not a huge fan of that either. But here's what I am excited about or optimistic about with what this move represents. I hope it means that the Steelers are turning a quarterback page. I hope it means that they are ready for the next chapter of football, and that means moving on from Roethlisberger. And if Dwayne Haskins coming here means that in 2021, the Steelers' depth chart at quarterback is as follows: Mason Rudolph as the starter, Dwayne Haskins as the backup, and I don't know, Josh Dobbs as the third stringer. I can live with that. I can mentally right now prepare myself for that scenario. Where it's, we've got two young quarterbacks on our roster who are probably not starters in this league, but let's see what they've got. and go from there. And if they both stink, great. If one of them develops into a franchise quarterback, even better. I'll take that at this point because I don't think the Steelers, they're not going to be a Super Bowl team next year. They're going to lose a lot besides Ben Roethlisberger. Let's see what these two guys have. Let's see what they have. It's, you know, there's minimal risk to this deal. It's not going to be an expensive one. It's not going to be a cost prohibitive move. One of the, if you're going to look at this and be pie in the sky about Dwayne Haskins, you can tell yourself, is Washington an organization? Craig, are the Washington football team an organization that gets things right more than they get things wrong?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So just because the guy was a complete train wreck in Washington, he was in his hometown, he was around the wrong people, he was a complete horse's ass idiot, to quote Mueller. He was an immature adult. He practically threw away his NFL career, okay? It's not, you know, that right now might be the reason why Dwayne Haskins is a bust because he just does not take his job seriously or has not taken his profession or career seriously. That might be the reason. It also might be that he just was never that good in the first place. From what I've heard from people, some of the worst mechanics you'll see in a quarterback, about as sloppy as it gets. Total slop. Like a Ryan Leaf or Jamarcus Russell, just like does not do the things necessary. Does not apply himself at all. And so if that's the problem and this is a wake-up call, well, then maybe you have a shot. Or he can't read defenses. He has a big arm, but he played in the right system at Ohio State, and he only started for 1 year, and it was a total leap of faith by Washington to draft him. And there's a reason why after only starting 13 games in 2 years, he was already out on the street, and the Steelers are signing him for pennies. Okay? I mean, I think that's more than likely what we've got here. Somebody that'll never develop into a great quarterback. But it is absolutely, given Ben Roethlisberger's age and the way he disintegrated this year, it's absolutely worth a shot. Do I think that Dwayne Haskins is going to be Steve Young? No. But you guys know Steve Young's story. He goes to a hapless Tampa Bay team back when they wore those creamsicle color uniforms. And were the laughingstock of the NFL, and in 2 years as a starter went 3-16. He's in the Hall of Fame now. You know, do I think Dwayne Haskins is going to be the next Chris Carter? You know, his story, another Ohio State guy. Chris Carter goes to the Eagles, is a complete jackass, is out partying all the time, doesn't take his job seriously, gets humbled, gets cut, goes to Minnesota, becomes a Hall of Famer. So those are obviously two things. Those are the exceptions to the rule. Those are exceptions to the rule. And, you know, those are the best case scenarios out there. No one is betting on that or banking on that with Dwayne Haskins. But why the hell not? Why not? He's only 23 years old. Craig, how old was Joe Burrow when he got drafted?
He's 24 now, right? So
yeah,
23.
So, Haskins, I think, beat out Burrow at Ohio State, didn't he? Do I have that right?
Correct.
I think Burrow sat by. So, look, there's obviously something in there. There's obviously something in there with Haskins. Highly unlikely the Steelers will bring it out of him. And one of the other reasons why I feel that way is this. It's going to take some coaching to coax it out of Haskins. And I got to be totally honest with you, like I pretty much always am, unless my wife says you're not allowed to talk about this on the air. I don't really trust the Steelers coaches to get that out of them. How could you? They went 2 years when there wasn't even a quarterback's coach on the staff. The most important position in sports, and they said, we don't need someone whose entire job is to work with these guys. So, I mean, it's probably low risk, no reward. But what's, Craig, as you see it, what is, give me the drawback or the negative to this for you.
I can't come up with one. You said low risk, maybe no reward.
Yeah.
No risk is how I look at it. What do you have to lose by bringing him in?
I mean, it's not like you're going to be the team that gets blamed for him stinking out loud is Washington. The same way the Steelers bringing in Paxton Lynch after he flopped in Denver and couldn't beat out Duck Hodges for a job. It's not like that reflects poorly on the Steelers. I kind of like that move. And then I heard stories about Paxton Lynch in practice where people would come back and say, I'm watching this guy throw a football in practice every day. How did John Elway, of all people, look at this guy and think he was a franchise quarterback? That right there, folks, I'll give you a little moral to this long story. Whenever you hear somebody say, well, did you play the sport? You think you know about football? Did you play in the NFL? John Elway is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And sometimes when he tries to evaluate quarterbacks, he sucks at it. Case in point, Paxton Lynch. And maybe Drew Lock. Probably Drew Lock. Sorry, Joe Cobb.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.